This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Morning, Coach. How are you?
Going on. Be nice to me now, Steve. How's everything going?
It's good, man. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what traits specifically did you guys identify with TJ Pledger and Chris Curry that made you feel like these guys would be the best backs to bring into Utah?
Well, first and foremost, starting with TJ Pledger, he was a weekly all-conference performer against Texas. So I watched that game extensively with myself, Coach Witt, and a number of people on staff. What you got a chance to see about that young man is not only could he catch the ball, but he breaks a lot of tackles and he's very elusive. So we thought that with his technique and his skill set that he can come into this offense and be very, very productive. Well, we're talking about Chris. Chris is a big physical kid who runs downhill. Really paid a lot of attention to that Sugar Bowl game that he had against Oklahoma, where he's getting downhill, running through tackles, got a chance to get more and more carries. And you saw that he got stronger and stronger as the game went on. So I think that just kind of fits who we are, who we've been, big, tough, physical guys that can have some run after contact.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. How's everything going?
Great. So I just wanted to get an idea. If you could explain the process of how you brought these two new transfers in, Curry and Pledger, in so quickly.
Right fit. These guys want to come into a situation. We have a great tradition here at the running back position. This is a run first team. There's no secret about that. We run to win, and that's just kind of a philosophy of what we do. And they were looking for a place where they can come in and compete right now. I'm all about competition. The best player will play. The best player will win. That player will start, and they wanted that opportunity. So they were looking for a school that was able to grant them that opportunity. So it just kind of worked out for both the players and us.
And just a quick follow-up. Once one committed, did that have an effect on the other at all?
No. I told both of them that we were going to wind up bringing another guy in. And at the end of the day, it's all about competing and competition. And we're going to go out here and run the rock, and the best player will get it.
Kyle, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
If you're comfortable speaking about this, you know, what have the last 3 months been like for you from an emotional standpoint, just, you know, trying to process and grieve Ty Jordan's death?
Gotcha. When you talk about that process, very tough. Ty and I were very extremely close. And there's always going to be ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we're a family here, and family looks out for each other. You know, got a chance to talk to his family that's down there in Texas and Dallas, and the people that are surrounded, that were surrounded with him for his success a lot. And we've gotten a chance to become very close. And again, we'll do anything that we can for them, love them for sure. But it's just one day at a time. You know, it's like losing a family member. You're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. But you just got to understand that you loved them, they loved you, and you're hoping that they're at peace.
Thank you, Kyle.
Coach, how difficult is it keeping current players on roster happy? How much work goes into that? And is it different than it used to be?
It's a little bit different now because we're getting ready to get that one-time transfer done. Guys have an opportunity to go ahead and leave. You have the portal that didn't exist before as well, so guys can hop into the portal and wind up going. The problem is there's a misconception about the portal. There's a lot of guys sitting in the portal that do not have a home, and a lot of guys don't understand that. It's really more, I think it was like a third of the guys that hopped into the portal wound up receiving a scholarship. So you might be a person that you might want to transition to somewhere else, but the grass is not always greener on the other side, you know? So it's a tough process, but it's all about who you recruit. It is about who you recruit and what the situation is. You know, I've had guys that wound up leaving the program because they wanted to play. You know, we had Ty Jordan, and he was an All-American. He's an all-conference performer. And I had about four or five guys that were very, very talented. You know, for example, TJ Green winds up going to Liberty. TJ Green's a very good football player, you know, but I didn't know that a freshman was going to come in here and take the reins, you know? So these guys have dreams too. It does. So I think each situation is mutually exclusive. It's a base by base basis for sure. So it is different for sure. It is. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we are going to treat them as men, respect them, but that's not going to change us coaching them hard.
When you bring in a guy like Pledger and a guy like Curry, do you go to guys on roster, guys like Bernard and others, and say, hey, we're bringing in these guys? Are they consulted or is this just done and then told? Like, how do you address that with these guys?
I told Makai that we're going to bring in some guys. We're going to rebuild the room. We had one guy on scholarship on campus. So that, I think that's kind of, I think he understood that part of it. Consulted? No, I'm not consulting anybody because at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for the program at the end of the day. So we needed to rebuild the room. We went and got guys that can play. The best guy, we identified guys that can play for the U, and we're going to go and compete. You can't be scared of competition. You can't, because if you're scared of competition, this is not the place for you.
Yeah, Coach, previously head coach Kyle Whittingham talked very highly about the development of Makai Bernard. I just wanted to get your assessment on how far he's come.
He's coming. We're getting better, blade of grass at a time. You know, got a chance to see flashes on Saturday of what he can do. When things break down, we can get out around the corner. But there's things that we got to continue to work on. He's making strides. He is getting better in all facets of the game, whether it's running the ball, blocking, pass catching. He's doing a good job, and he's coming along.
Well, Coach, you were high on Makai Bernard during his recruitment. He's, you know, got a lot of potential. Just talk about his growth from day one to now.
Exponential. He has exponentially grown. He's grown as a man. And he's grown as a football player. He's become more mature. When Makai got here, Makai was 17 years old when he got here. He was young. You know, he should still been in high school. You know, he graduated a year before he was supposed to, you know. So it's a maturation process, you know. So to see how he was when he first got here, you know, and to where he is now, running strong, running physically, it's been good to see. So, and I think that he's got a lot in the tank. And he knows exactly what he needs to do. So I'm fired up to see where he goes.